In the studio with us, and now we're going to find out about the Selinsgrove Area High School Alumni Association. Their fifth annual banquet is coming up, and so they're going to have some very interesting observances, and they're going to be talking about the sports at Selinsgrove, which has been very championship-oriented lately. Two guests today, Eric Rao, who graduated from Selinsgrove High School in 1972. He's president of the Alumni Association. Welcome aboard, sir.
Welcome. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks for coming back for the annual visit to talk about this. This might be our fourth annual visit related to the banquet.
Could very well be.
So I appreciate that. And Dennis Wolf is here, graduated in 1968, and I think we kind of casually figured out that if you graduated in 68, you are 68.
So far. Another 2.5 weeks.
Oh, okay. So we're almost there. All right. Or you are for another 2.5 weeks. All right. Fabulous. So thanks. And a super active 68. I know that to be true. Talking about the fifth annual banquet that is coming up on Saturday, October 26th at the middle school cafeteria in Selinsgrove. Let's kind of start at the beginning a little bit. If folks haven't followed this, I'm going to call it new-ish Alumni Association, really has a lot of big plans and scholarships and ideas and events and activities. Eric?
Yeah, when we got started, you know, people had suggested things that we do. And two of the things that had come up was a banquet. I think Charlie Benner may have been the one that had originally suggested that. And Lorinda Krause, who previously was principal at the high school, was very active in our formation. She has been familiar with other high schools that had done a distinguished alumni, and she had suggested that, and we followed up with that. And then each year, with our banquet, we try to have a theme. Last year, it was celebrating our elementary schools. Previous year of that, it was high school sweethearts, where we highlighted couples who had dated in high school and were, you know, had gotten married and were still together. So we try to keep it new, try to keep it fresh, and we try to stay busy to promote the Selinsgrove Area High School Alumni Association, high school and the town.
And really, Dennis, why is this such a great glue that ties Selinsgrove together? Why is the Selinsgrove Alumni Association such a good group that it's no wonder that it's growing, because people seem eager to be part of this
group? Well, that's a good word you use there, glue. We, you know, of course, like every place, we are pride in our accomplishments and pride in our community, and this is a way of getting people together and just reminding them of all the good things that come out of Selinsgrove.
And when you were in high school, were you involved in sports?
Yeah, for about 2 days.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, so you were a sport. Well, hey, sports are nothing without folks on the sidelines. That would be the story of my high school career. What would us yearbook photographers take pictures of?
I was in that. Yes,
sports. So, but so this particular one is going to call attention to sports, and we'll subtitle it that championship season, which there's a lot of them in the Selinsgrove history over time. So, tell us why raise up sports this time around?
Now say that. Again?
Oh, that championship. Why raise up sports? Why talk about sports?
Oh, well, there's no question that a lot of people are interested in various degrees. Over the years, in particular, we've had lots of success in football, wrestling, and track. And please forgive me if I don't mean to leave anybody out. We just this past spring won a baseball state championship, which was kind of a pleasant surprise to everyone. And so there's lots to talk about, really. It's that simple.
Well, in field hockey and football championships,
oh God, yes. Thank you very much for remembering field hockey. Yes.
Those are the ones that I remember.
And we still probably forgot something. I'm sure we did.
Right, but this
soccer. Don't forget soccer either.
And what the focus of our what we refer to as a photographic and audio history is going to look back. What we hope. Starting in the 20s, and we're referring it to a Ken Burns type of documentary that we will show the evolution and the history of sports from the 20s, 30s, 40s, all the way up to the early 2000s. We have Jim Campbell, worked for NFL, very good writing books in regards to local history, a couple books in the NFL, and Bo Fassel, who people know as a collector of Selinsgrove photography and memorabilia, are working together to put this together. We've contracted with the videographer from the CSIU to put this together, and we're going to show it at the banquet. And it hopefully will bring back a lot of memories, a lot of success, but a lot of, you know, a lot of things that brought us to where we are today in regards to Selins Grove Sports.
So we're here today to spread the word about the 5th annual banquet. So please make an appeal and an explanation about that.
Well, the banquet is where we do a couple things. We recognize our distinguished alumni. We let all of our banquet attendees go through the cafeteria line, just like they did back in school, which is a somewhat novel idea. And then we always have a theme. This year, again, is sports. And it just gives a lot of people an opportunity to get together, come and acknowledge our distinguished alumni, and have some time to reminisce about the days at Selins Grove.
Dennis set the scene at previous banquets. So what happened at previous banquets? Sort of tell us, give us a turnaround tour of what's occurring at the middle school.
Well, the previous ones have been at the high school. This one's at the middle school because of some construction work in the kitchen at the high school. What I see is just a lot of people coming together in a format or a forum that they normally would not. And I guess it was last year that, they took a tour of the high school, and which was led by the principal, Brian Parise, who he just did a really terrific job of showing a lot of people who had not been in the building for years. And, you know, over the years, it's still the same building it's been from Broad Street, but there have been a lot of internal improvements over the years. And they're, you know, talking about both the physical facilities and the programs was, you saw a lot of people very impressed with what they went through when they went on the tour.
So maybe there'll be a little bit of history and reminiscing just being in the middle school for a change.
Well, the demographic of the majority of our alumni association are classes that the middle school didn't even exist when they went through school. Now, some of them may have been at performances with their kids or their grandkids, but the middle school is an interesting building. I've been in the middle school for countless meetings and adopt a classroom and things like that, and it's still a strange building to me. And I think a lot of our alumni that attend the banquet should find it very interesting to tour.
Well, my daughter said it was very intimidating when she went through, and she said some of the classes are two classrooms face each other. It's like she called it arena scheduling, but you guys must have a better name for it.
Well, it used to, when it was originally set up, it was pods.
Pods.
You know, it was all open classrooms. But throughout the years, as the building evolved and education evolved, I know that a lot of effort has been made to make individual classrooms where the pods were divided up, but still may have had an open ceiling.
Yeah, she didn't like that too much. She likes things structured with four walls and one teacher and 20 kids.
I would agree. I never thought too much of it, but you know, supposedly we had the program that was the one that others came to take a look at.
Well, you cranked out superlative students that went on to great things, and you cranked out superlative athletes that went on to great things. So what else would you want your pods to do other than to crank out great kids? You have distinguished alumni coming.
Yes. Speaking of, for lack of a better term, but Mark, cranking out great students.
Sorry.
We are going to celebrate two distinguished alumni this year. 1977 graduate, referred to always as Coach Kathy Kaiser, who has done a wonderful job. I believe it was 35 years at the helm of our field hockey team. Wonderful accomplishments on the field and off the field with her players. And the class of 1979 graduate Cynthia Fisher, who has gone on and done some very remarkable things as an entrepreneur in stem cell and health-related field. I know right now she's working with the administration in regards to transparency and health care as far as determining the cost of surgery and all of the things that are involved when you go into the hospital so people know what they will be paying. But these are two people that we feel very fortunate that someone stood up, you know, took the time to nominate these people because they certainly are deserving, and people of Sillings Cove can be proud of their accomplishments.
And when you say the administration, you mean the one in D.C.?
That is correct.
Well, and she was smart enough to marry the founder of the Sam Adams Beer that Company.
Too.
So that's when they both came to town within the past 10 years. I was happy to meet both of them, but it was in him who I held the greatest fascination, but that's another topic. All right, so, but both really just superlative athletes and Kathy, or superlative alumni, and Kathy Kaiser, of course, just a tremendous leader among the young women. And she's one of those coaches that you meet that, honest, winning and losing is an add-on. Raising up good leaders and disciplined girls was always her strong point. And so we're glad she's coming back to her alma mater, where she graduated in 1977, and is going to be talking to this. All right, well, we're just about out of time. Please, Eric, if you would, make a pitch for folks to consider attending this if it applies to them.
Well, we encourage not only an alumni, we encourage anyone, or not our members, but we encourage everyone to come to the banquet at the middle school just to participate in the Sillings Grove Area High School Alumni Association, which is part of their history. You know, people that are part of the community. That's what we are, who we are.
Right, and if you didn't graduate from there, but you still have a connection to Sillings Grove, feel free to go. That's right. That's your opportunity.
Plus the food's good.
Yeah.
Right, so, all right, fabulous. Saturday, October 26th, Eric Rao and Dennis Wolf have been here. SillingsGroveAlumni.org, the website to get more information.